An installment in a downtown Rapid City park that celebrates the history of 20th century Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota people is one step closer to getting installed. The group behind the First Nations Sculpture Garden says they'll make one final fundraising push in the spring before installing the sculptures in what is now called Halley Park. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the story.
The First Nations Sculpture Garden seeks to share tribal history through the lens of four contemporary Native people from the last 100 years. Elizabeth Cook Lynn is an author and professor who was also a main organizer behind the First Nations Sculpture Garden. Cook Lynn says the project honors four tribal members who made intellectual and cultural contributions to the region. Cook Lynn says the sculptures have been purchased and are waiting to get put up.
We have now the bronze sculptures, and they are in storage. We'll wait for the winter to pass, and in the spring, we'll get at it again. But we're kind of at an impasse right now, and we're trying to raise money. It's going to take a lot of money to do this and to do it appropriately. We have a wonderful plan. And there have been a lot of people who have been very supportive.
The park will feature four 20th century Indigenous leaders, Vine Deloria, Nick Black Elk, Charles Eastman, and Oscar Howe. Rapid City Parks and Recreation Department will maintain the sculpture garden. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.